This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
But without further ado, very excited to welcome back to the program, Laura Trump. Laura, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. Happy Friday. Getting excited for the weekend. Where are you headed?
I'll be headed to the exact spot I am right now in my house.
Okay.
Right in your house. I live in New York.
Good. All right. Yeah. Good. I mean, you're manning the campaign right from the house still. I love it. That's good. It's important.
Yes, we are. We are.
How are you feeling about things? I know that obviously if you turn on the news, there's another poll they come out with, another bombshell poll. I've spent some time explaining why the polls of registered voters are pure nonsense. But give us your sense of all that stuff right now.
Well, you have to first remember that the polling in this country has never, when it comes to Donald Trump, accurately reflected the way that people feel about him in this country. The polls were all wrong, by and large, in 2016. In fact, between mid-June and Election Day, November 8th, 2016, there were 261 polls, national polls conducted between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Of those 261, only 16 actually had Donald Trump with any sort of small lead. And obviously, he is the president today. I think that the polls are more inaccurate now than they even were in 2016. You see that when they're sampling like 25 and 26% Republicans, that's not an accurate reflection of the voting population in this country. And I don't know if the goal is to deter people from trying to turn out and vote or make people complacent, or I don't know what the goal is, but they were wrong in 2016. They're even more inaccurate now. And what we use at the campaign to judge the enthusiasm for this president really is our fundraising. And on average, our donation to the campaign is around $46 per donation. And we have blown the doors off of any Republican fundraising records across the board consistently month by month, even in May. And so we're really proud of that. And it tells us a lot more than any polling actually could.
I agree with you on the polls. I don't think the polls have changed your methodology one bit. The one thing I will say, though, is that I always look at the questions they ask people, and I think people are much more honest in those questions. And almost every poll, when they ask the question of who do you trust more on the economy, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, the president wins that hands down. It's like 56-60%.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we're not even sure if Joe Biden remembers that he's running to be president right now. I think it's very clear that something is going on with Joe Biden. In fact, if you want to talk about polling, a poll this week was released that 55% of people polled in this country think that Joe Biden is in the early stages of dementia. That is a very scary thing to think about whenever there are people that are actually suggesting that this should be the leader of our country. And because of that, the leader of the free world, someone that a lot of folks question what is mentally going on with Joe Biden. But you're right, Donald Trump did it once, and he will do it again with the economy. You saw that right before we were headed into coronavirus. I mean, the economy couldn't have been better in this country. Jobs were plentiful. In fact, in January, we had a million more jobs than we even had people to fill them. So I think when people look at the fact that we're coming out of coronavirus, and yes, there are a lot of people that are still out of work and things are not normal yet, but whenever you compare and contrast the two men running for president, people know that Donald Trump can do it because he has done it. Joe Biden's policies would take us even further in a hole. I mean, it would bankrupt our country. He now has AOC as his climate change advisor, $93 trillion to implement her Green New Deal right there. Forget about the fact that it's going to kill millions of energy jobs across this country overnight. I guess the cows are done too. But so many of the things that Joe Biden champions would be so bad for the economy, for jobs in this country. It was Donald Trump who got rid of NAFTA that Joe Biden supported back in the day and signed the USMCA trade deal. It was Donald Trump who signed the Phase One China trade agreement. It's Donald Trump that brought back the hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs that Joe Biden and Barack Obama said had left our country for good and would never come back to the United States. That was all Donald Trump. So when people are looking, I think, at the two men and who can help this country, who can get people back to work, who understands how to rebuild and revitalize our economy, I think it's Donald Trump, hands down.
Laura Trump joins me, senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, and of course, the president's daughter-in-law, and I believe I hear his grandkids in the background, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you do.
I have that's the same problem in my house. Same thing. But that's good, though. I mean, that's the way it is these days. You know, that's just how it is. When they talk about the campaign, I mean, you hear all these different stories about the turmoil in the campaign. The president's upset with Brad Parscale. They want change. There's going to be changes. And he's bringing back old people from the campaign because he's not happy with the new people. I don't know who these insiders are that tell the media this stuff. I don't put much faith in that stuff. But you know better than anybody, Laura, if there was all this consternation on the campaign. So.
Yeah, well, I'm as inside as they get. I've been around for quite some time, well before politics, well after politics, hopefully. But I will tell you, the campaign has never been better. Brad is not going anywhere. It's interesting because when you're on top, and the president knows this better than anyone, there are always people gunning for you. There are always people that want your position, always people that want to take you down. Brad has done such a great job as our campaign manager. He was the digital director in 2016, and I think the president himself will tell you that Brad is one of the very big reasons that he actually won in 2016 because he was so smart with how he ran our digital campaign. I mean, even Facebook had to say, we didn't even know that these things could be done on Facebook. You guys did a great job with it. No, there's no shakeup going on in the Trump campaign. And a lot of people are pointing, by the way, to the Tulsa rally. Let me remind everybody, the Tulsa rally had 20 million people across this country view it. It was a huge success. You contrast that with, I think, the like 100 people that tuned in to Joe Biden's recent, fundraiser or whatever he did with President Obama online. I mean, it doesn't even compare and contrast. They're not even on the same level. Donald Trump had 20 million people. It was Fox's highest rated Saturday night in history whenever we held that rally for the president. So while people might not fully be into coming out and getting in crowds, they are ready to hear from the president. They are ready for Trump rallies and campaigning, and they tuned in online and on television, and that was a huge success. So to get back to your main point, nothing is changing in the campaign. We are very happy with how things have been running and are continuing to run.
All right. Well, listen, I always appreciate the time you make coming on the show. Give my best to your family for me. And we'll talk to you again soon, of course. Laura Trump, senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Have a great weekend, Laura.
Thank you. You guys too.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.